Okay, I'm going to just chat a little bit about the phase we're currently in. Hopefully people had seen this. It was on the internet, you know, on the website. It's been going for quite a while now. 12th of March it started, and it's going up until the 22nd of April. It's got 8 days still to go, so that's quite nice, because we've made quite a lot of movement today. The elements of uplift could be quite significant in the coming period if we're feeling inclined towards that. The beautiful thing about this particular phase is that there is no effort required other than allowing it to happen. It's just a case of choice, really. If you can bear in mind that what we're really looking at is a transformation of physical aspects of ourselves into elements more spiritual, that's more or less how I would sum this one up. We're looking at, if you are monitoring yourself, we'll say, and you pay attention to when you're, we'll say, up or down, if you're dropping away in yourself and you're not feeling, say, if we look at it emotionally, you're not feeling very positive, then, and your emotions are feeling flat, then you could choose, if you wanted to allow those energies to be uplifted. That's just a case of allowing it to happen, because the energies will be there specifically to do this. Transformation of dense energies into light energies. That could be the same if mentally you're not being very positive within your thoughts. Then again, you could allow yourself to not focus on those particular thoughts, because you would allow yourself to be uplifted as an alternative. Just a state of choice. Either I'm happy going into something which is slowing me down and taking me into a place that's not that happy in myself, whether it's emotional, mental, or really tuning into the discomforts with the body, you can either go into that, or you can allow the pressures that are in those areas to start to uplift and transform themselves. That's it, it's just a case of allowing. Really, really simple. I say really simple, but sometimes when we are carrying ourselves with some sort of momentum into something which is not that positive, it could be that it has quite a heavy draw. Easy to say, well, just make the choice not to go there. It's a case of, if something is really quite slow, then you could say it takes a little bit of time and commitment to disconnect yourself from that something that's slow, because the slowness, you could say, is relative to time. If it's a fast moving energy, then things are happening very quickly. If it's a slow moving energy, then things are happening more slowly. They're weighted. So if there's a weight, a heaviness, a slowness, then sometimes it takes a little bit longer to disconnect from that. So even though you could say to yourself, well, actually, why would I want to go there in myself? This isn't a positive feeling. I don't want to go there. If it's actually taking a few minutes, even though you're allowing it to transform, even if it's taking a few minutes for it to uplift itself to a point where it's not pulling you down, that requires commitment, because you have to almost put the brakes on in yourself and be still for a moment and allow this lighter energy to lift you up. Could be that you slow it down. When I say slow it down, the progress of it drawing you into something further away and more negative, you might have to make that decision a few times and find that actually you pause for a moment, the energy starts to uplift itself, and then somehow it's drawing you again into that same direction, and so you have to almost make that decision again and allow that energy to uplift itself. Because there could be so many energies involved with being drawn into something heavy. Normally something heavy is not one thing. Usually it's amalgamation of quite a number of things, all being stored, say, in the same area. So you could have a bundle of, say, 20 aspects there. And so you allow one to uplift you, one aspect to be uplifted, and then before you know where you are, because you're travelling in that direction, you connect to something else, and it might actually be something different. So you might have to uplift yourself 20 times before you get out of that spiral that was taking you down. But if that took you, say, 10 seconds for every aspect, that could be really quick. If you've allowed yourself to go really deep into the spiral and you're connected into a really heavy, dense matter, then it's not going to take seconds. And it might take, say, minutes to even feel like you're moving out of it at all. And sometimes you might think, well, it's going to take me so long to pull myself out of this, I haven't actually got time. Well, you don't have to do everything in one go. If you're actually going down and you get a little bit of uplift, in a way that is still momentum, even if you're not fully out of the heaviness. If you've got time to, say, commit 10 minutes, because you're already in the doldrums and you were non-progressive anyway, and you spent 10 minutes trying to allow yourself to be uplifted. You haven't got to uplift yourself. You've just got to allow yourself to be uplifted, because the energies to uplift you will be there, and they will be abundant. I mean, truly abundant. So it's not like you're going to use it all up. It's a constant feed. So it's a case of however long you can commit to a certain denseness, the more the better. But if you've not got much time, spend 5 minutes, spend another 5 minutes later. Still within that 5 minutes, you will be finding it easy, relatively, compared with how you were 5 minutes earlier. So you're still not travelling with the same density. I'm saying we've got 8 full days of maximum capacity of these uplifted energies. Then the wave will start to recede and die down a bit. When that happens, we'll be in quite a nice clear period. Nothing major happening. I'm calling it an adjustment period, because there is so little that will affect you on a conscious level happening from that point in time. From the 23rd to the 8th of May, we're looking at an adjustment period. Then it's a case of you could be in an experimental phase, i.e. experimenting with what you've been consciously practicing, say, in the previous 8 days, even if you only spent a few minutes a day on it. Then what I've suggested with your personal recommendations is that if you have a few days now, it's about 5 days, I'm suggesting you don't actually use those. Start using them until the 19th, because what you'll find is that the energy is slightly dropping then. And the areas that need significant uplift within you as individuals, that's what I was focusing upon for your personal recommendations. If you felt inclined, you could use the stones that I've recommended, but there are so many ways to deal with different energies, that if that's not your way, then don't even think about it. Use whatever method you already use that you know work well for you. I'm suggesting these personal recommendations from the 19th of April up to the 8th of May, which is actually during what we'll classify as the adjustment period. So what that will allow you to do is take advantage of the momentum you're already getting and working into areas that are definitely going to require more attention. For those next, say, 5 days, you can free flow with anything that's coming up, and then when we're moving close to the energy subsiding, you could be a little bit more focused into areas which are holding you back in your current time, real lives. I'm not talking about energies, I'm talking here physical matter, what's there in your life. That's when I'm suggesting, if you work with the energies, that could make that journey a little bit easier. Most of what will be happening over this period will be either to do with the mind, the emotions, or the state of knowing and your ability to trust your knowing. Those are the areas that you can make plenty of progress in, still in this period that we have yet to run. Ultimately, the purpose for this is leading towards action. That's action in life. So the energies that you're being assisted with, you don't actually have to think about what they are. Just monitor yourself by any negative aspects that you're consciously experiencing on whatever level that is. Those are the energies that, if they were less dense, would assist you long term in being, we'll say, successful in your endeavours, if the endeavours are moving you in the right direction, which I would say that all of you are nicely focused into moving in positive directions. There isn't anybody here that's actually floundering around, not yet making progress. Everybody here is making good, active, conscious progress. So it will help you with those endeavours. Now, I said that today I would probably have a look at things a little bit more practical. When you are consciously active in your own personal progress, then it's a case of, have you got a suitable environment in which to make maximum progress energetically? Putting that into English, I'm saying, if you are, say, meditating in a certain room and that room is not very uplifted, then part of the energies, the positive energies that you are generating, will go into counterbalancing the less positive energies that are surrounding you. So then it can seem that maybe your meditation is not really very progressed, and there's not a lot of positive outcome from it. It may just literally be that the energies surrounding you are absorbing the positive energies that you're generating, and at the end of it, after you've uplifted, not fully at the end, but partway through your meditation, when you've actually uplifted what's surrounding you, you might get like an amazing flash of something. And that is why you're doing your meditation, because you're thinking, well, sometimes I get this really amazing flash of something that's really useful. If your environment was uplifted in the first place, then instead of only getting an amazing flash, all the energies that you were using to uplift external to yourself is actually going into, not a flash, it could be like a whole picture story, you know, a whole train of direction, the answer to the question, whatever your question is, the solution to the problem. You could be getting all of that instead of your energy expanding and uplifting what's around you. Now, I'm not saying that's not useful, because it then means you've got a more uplifted environment. But if you choose to do your practices in an uplifted environment in the first place, then you've already made a huge leap forward in your progress. Well, it appears you have, but the truth is that that was where you were already. But you're just not having your energy absorbed into a denseness. Now, that can be very simple things like burning incense in a space before you actually start to use it for your practices. Different people have different methods. You could be burning a candle, I don't know, splashing some water around, opening the windows, whatever it might be. As you know, for me, it's often to do with crystals and looking at counterbalancing a space that way. Now, when I make a suggestion to you for maybe a personal recommendation, sit with these stones. What I'm saying to you is directly put these stones in your energy field, and they will assist you to make more progress in a specific direction. I could be suggesting stones, and that is what you do, and you actually find them beneficial because they're actually directly maneuvering your energy. But if you did that same thing in an uplifted environment, then there would be far more of an impact. But usually you'll see that what I suggest to you is sit with or carry this thing all day, because it's going to slowly maneuver your energy for you. But as you'll know, in here, what we've been in today, the energies that have been harnessed within a contained space, are the energies that are available to everybody throughout all of this period. But what we've done is we've created a space in which you don't have to work on the space. You can take advantage of the energies. I'm suggesting, because quite a lot of people have got quite a lot of stones, that you start using your stones within your space. So I'm going to actually show you a couple of neat little tricks. And I'm using some real basics. Detox, jasper, any kind of jasper, any kind of colour, detox. Right? I'm using something which is very rooty. All the calcites. Very, very clever little critters they are. What they do is they create not only a grounding, but they are rootable. They can root to a spot, or they can take you to a root within yourself. We have a grid. There is an energetic grid. People look at ley lines, energy lines, whatever. What we're actually going to do is, rather than be on the surface, we'll tap that. So you could have some amazing resources, or you could be tapping something not that nice. So we're going to put down a tap root. I'm not using a big powerful calcite here. I'm using something that's kind of, yeah, you know, it can do something, but it's not going to take us like really deep into anything. And on top of that, just in case there's anything there that we don't like the feel of, I'm going to use a jasper. Right, so that there's a detox to anything that might be just below the surface. When you feel that, could be a very slight judder to start with, and it could feel slightly uncomfortable, but that's going to be quite like a physical, close to a physical detox. Can you feel that some people will be able to feel there's like quite a juddering going on there? Usually in this space there's a lot of that. Right, I come along, I clear it up, I make sure that it's not there for you and it's not impacting on you whilst we're in the space. So because we now know that that is there and we don't like the feel of it, we're going to disconnect ourselves from that. But we know that there's some pretty weird stuff there, right? So what we're actually going to do is we're going to stay on the surface. Right? Selenites, amazing tools. And there's lots of formations of it. And it's, especially the bars, are very economical. We don't want to tap down. We want to stay on the surface. We know, because we just tapped in, there was some pretty weird energy there. Didn't actually feel that nice. So we want to clear it up. Most people can probably feel there's a slight discomfort in the body. What we'll do is we'll have quick clear up on that. I'm not doing anything with it. This is just the capacity of these stones, based on the fact that we've got a containment. There's not lots of energy coming in here. And you can feel that that actually is having a direct impact on the body. You can probably feel some sort of internal movement. What we would do is, if we were using that in what would probably be a much smaller room than this, then you could get quite a good result just by putting something like that in the room before you went to meditate in there. Well, or do your yoga or your, creative endeavours or whatever it might be. What we're looking at is staying on the surface. We don't actually like what's below the surface here. That is why there's some mammoth calcite. There's a mammoth calcite over there in that, holding up that corner over there. It's a whacking great big blue calcite that has stopped us feeling any of that, especially because after a while, your state of mind would not be positive in here. So what we've got is something over there that's keeping that clear. But anyway, you can feel it's already starting to become a bit more uplifted. You've gone in, you put something in your room, you're clearing out some things that are not that nice. So what we're going to do is put something which is nice, fluorite, lovely. It always takes you beyond where you already are, okay? So what we do is, Dave had a bit of a clear up, and now we're actually going to get a real upsurge. It's quite straight up and down on fluorites. You know, they're like pretty much top to bottom. So what we're doing here is we're actually giving ourselves a nice boost top to bottom. It's a few colours on there, but included in it is purple, which obviously is giving you, well, yeah, top to bottom, but a lot of red, a lot of blue. So we're actually looking at here, we're going to give everything that we didn't like the feel of a boost up. But then if we're monitoring it through our bodies, or we temporarily were, now we're talking about the space. There's a lot of hazing here now, because I'm asking you to focus on things. Yes, and it's just like, whew, you know, that's quite an ask after you've just had a session. But I'm saying to you, it's something that if you go into a space and you become aware of the space, you work out if you like the feel of it or if you don't like the feel of it, and then you can, what I call, tinker with it. That is going top to bottom, quite a nice big cleanse. The space is peaking,
right? You know, when we were working, like the roof comes off and you've got like big wide open space, lots of lovely energy coming in. Well, what we've got here is this is just like finding top to bottom. Now we can go in on a top note, right? So I'm looking at a little selenite mountain. And when you've got something like that, then you get that opening out. So what we're looking at is, I'm not telling you specifically what stones you should use. I'm saying to you, have a look at what you've got and experiment with it. I know lots of you have actually got lots of stones. Other things, lots of people have got selenite bars, right? I mean, everybody's going to have, been around for a few years, is almost definitely going to have selenite bar. There's an example of a giant selenite bar over there at the moment, doing its thing. You don't need something on that scale unless you're trying to get a certain result quite quick for a number of people, you know, which if this was your home, your room, or even a part of a room, let's say we're only going to meditate in a small space, then where we want that top to bottom open feel, we're looking for something like that if we're going to meditate. So you might have this upright in the corner of your room. And what will happen is, you know, if it's freestanding, like that's freestanding, what we've got there is freestanding. Quite often the selenite bars are not freestanding. You have to lean them. And if you lean it into a corner, you lose some of the impact of it because it's connected to the physical structure in which it's in. Mm. Which is why often you'll see me put stones on other stones.